And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, September the 26th, 2012. It's the birthday of Thomas Stearns Eliot, born in St. Louis, 1888, who at the age of 27 wrote the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, and at the age of 34 wrote The Wasteland. Somebody once said to T.S. Eliot that most editors are failed writers. Eliot said, yes, so are most writers. It's the birthday of the novelist Jane Smiley, born in Los Angeles, 1949. Parents divorced when she was quite young. She went to live with her mother, who was a journalist, on the outskirts of St. Louis. Went to Vassar, started writing while she was teaching English at Iowa State University. And in the last 30 years, she's written about horse training and the Iraq War, about motherhood, a distant relative obsessed with discrediting Einstein. In 1992, she published her novel A Thousand Acres, a sort of retelling of King Lear from the perspective of two sisters living with the fallout of their abusive father. Most recent novel, Private Life, following the lives of Margaret Mayfield and her husband, Andrew Early, a brilliant scientist who gradually becomes unhinged as he descends into delusional competition with fellow scientists. Jane Smiley, who lives now in Northern California, where she teaches classes in horse training, she says, as soon as you're riding horses seriously, you're being disciplined on a daily basis on how ignorant you are and how much there is left for you to learn. The great thing is that the fun gets greater as you get better, and there's no glass ceiling. It's the birthday of the composer George Gershwin, born Jacob Gershwin in Brooklyn, 1898, middle child in a family of Russian Jewish immigrants. His father bought a piano for Ira Gershwin, the brother, and George sat right down and started to play. At 15, he left school to work on Tin Pan Alley as a song plugger, as sort of a house musician for the music companies. Started writing his own songs, wrote a big hit called Swanee, and then with his brother Ira began composing Broadway musicals, Funny Face and Strike Up the Band. At the age of 25, he wrote Rhapsody in Blue, later An American in Paris, and then his folk opera, Porgy and Bess, in 1935. In 1936, Porgy and Bess played at the National Theater in Washington, D.C., and the last performance was integrated. It was the first ever integrated show at that theater. Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, entitled In Trackless Woods. In trackless woods, it puzzled me to find four great rock maples, seemingly aligned, as if they had been set out in a row before some house a century ago, to edge the property and lend some shade. I looked to see if ancient wheels had made old ruts to which the trees ran parallel, but there were none, so far as I could tell. There'd been no roadway, nor could I find the square depression of a cellar anywhere. And so I tramped on further to survey amazing patterns in a hornbeam spray or spirals in a pine cone under trees not subject to our stiff geometries. Richard Wilbur's poem In Trackless Woods, from his collected poems 1943 to 2004, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.